感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
And so thank God, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠、慈爱、平安能够常常跟我们同在。
And so may the grace, the love, and the peace of God be with every one of us.
我们今天早上来学习义人亚伯的献祭。
And so this morning, we would like to talk about the offering of Abel who was righteous.
我们来看创世纪第四章。
We look at Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
我们要从第一节读到第八节。
And so we will study verses 1 through 8.
创世纪四章第一节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
有一日，那人和他的妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说神使我得了一个男子。第二节
Verse 2，
又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。第三节
Verse 3，
有一次该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给神。第四节
Verse 4，
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，神看中了亚伯和他的供物，主是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。第六节
Verse 6，
神对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？第七节
Verse 7，
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。第八节
Verse 8，
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他的兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。这是人类最早期的历史。
And so this is the beginning of the history of mankind.
神造亚当夏娃，让他们生活在伊甸快乐园里面。
And so God created Adam and Eve so that they should dwell within paradise in the Garden of Eden.
但是后来亚当夏娃受到蛇的引诱，去吃善恶果，违背了神的命令。
And since Adam and Eve, they were tempted and fell into the temptation of the serpent and they ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以人就被赶出伊甸园，开始过一个劳苦、流泪、流汗满面的生活。
And so they were cast out of the Garden of Eden, and so they had to live in a life of toil and labor.
这里谈到这个亚当夏娃他们的第一对儿子，就是该隐跟亚伯。
And so here it talks about Adam and Eve, their first two sons.
因为罪进到世界。
And because sin entered the world.
没有想到人类的第一代祖孙就发生了凶杀案件。
No one ever imagined that the first generation of brothers would have murder among them.
本来他们都知道献祭。
And they knew the concept of offering.
该隐把他的土产献给神。
And so Cain offered up the fruit of the ground.
亚伯也把他所牧的羊最好的献给神。
And so Abel brought the best part of his flock and their fat.
这个神看中亚伯和他的供物。
And so the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
神却看不中该隐和他的供物。
But God did not respect Cain and his offering.
后来该隐就发怒了。
And so,
他因为嫉妒弟弟，就把他杀掉了。
And so Cain became angry, and in his jealousy, he killed his brother.
我们看起来，这个亚伯在世界上的时间大概不会很长。
And we see that this period of time that Abel was on this earth was not very long.
那圣经里面呢，记载这个亚伯他是一个第一个义人。
And so the Bible records that he is the first righteous man.
所以希伯来书十一章记载有信心的一些人亚伯是排第一个。
And so in Hebrews chapter 11, where it records of those who had faith, Abel is labeled first.
主耶稣说这个亚伯是第一个为主一个第一个殉道的人。
And so here, Jesus says that Abel was the first who made offering and sacrifice to God.
所以虽然这个亚伯圣经里面的事迹不多,
and so even though there's not much recording about Abel in the Bible,
但是我们看到他的信心跟历代有信心的一些伟人是相同的。
And so we see that his faith is among those of the greatest faith in history of the Bible.
他也是敬畏神。
And he feared God.
能够跟神同行。
And he was able to walk with God.
短短的一生当中啊, 却给我们留下很多好的榜样。
And so in a short life, he still was able to leave a great example for us.
古圣徒啊, 他们在他们的生活当中啊, 他们能够晓得敬畏神。
And so the ancient saints understood that they needed to fear God.
亚伯的生活也是一种信心的生活。
And Abel's life was a form of a life of faith.
这里主耶稣说啊, 亚伯是一个义人, 因为他因信得到称义。
And so the Bible says that Abel was a righteous man because he was justified by faith.
而且在他的生活当中又有信心的生活。
And in his life, he also lived a life of faith.
这里讲到这个亚伯是牧羊的。
And here it says that Abel was a keeper of sheep.
所以牧羊是他的职业, 也是他的生活。
And so he was a shepherd as his career and as his life.
这代表亚伯是以侍奉神为先的生活。
Meaning that Abel put first in his life to serve God.
因为在当时的时代啊, 神还没有把动物是给他们吃。
Because at that time, in that generation, God had not granted them, allowed them to eat animals yet.
创世纪1章29节, 神祝福人生养众多。
And so in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, God blessed them and allowed them to be fruitful.
然后说把一切的菜蔬还有树上的果子是给人吃。
And so that every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food.
一直到这个挪亚的洪水以后啊, 神才把动物是给人吃。
And it wasn't until after the flood of Noah that God granted them, allowed them to eat meat.
所以当时亚伯牧羊啊, 不是为自己。
And so for Abel to keep sheep, it was not for his own good.
那是为着神。
But rather, he did it for God.
因为他牧羊的目的是要把这个羊拿来奉献给神。
And he was a sheep keeper because he wanted to tend the sheep for God.
所以我们看到说亚伯有一个侍奉神为先的信仰的生活。
And so we see Abel's faith was that he prioritized God over everything else.
所以圣经里面谈到这个古代的圣徒啊, 在他们的生活当中。
And so the Bible records of the ancient saints in their lives.
虽然有一般人的生活, 但是一个比较特别的就是在一般人的生活以外, 他们有一个拜神的生活。
And so even though they live what seemed like an ordinary life, but in addition to the lives that they normally left, they led a life of worshiping God.
我们来看创世纪5章第22节。
We look at Genesis chapter 5 verse 22.
创世纪5章22节
Genesis chapter 5 verse 22
说以诺生了马图撒拉之后与神同行300年 并且生儿养女23节
Verse
23 以诺共活了365岁24节
Verse 24
以诺与神同行 神将他娶去他就不再世了 这里讲到说啊，这个历代啊，历代的一些先祖。
And so here talks about the first ancestors.
像这个以诺啦、挪亚啦、亚伯拉罕。
And talks about Enoch, Noah, Abraham.
说在他们的生活当中啊。 除了生儿养女啊, 他们还能够跟神同行。
And so in their lives, in addition to having sons and daughters, they also walked with God.
所以他们的生活啊, 能够得到神的喜悦。
And so in their lives, they could find favor in the eyes of God.
因为他们有一种侍奉神的生活。
Because they have a life of servitude to God.
来跟神同行。
And to walk with God.
这是一种神子民啊。 超越的人生观
And so this is the concept of the chosen people of God that transcends this life.
一般的人啊, 很重视的就是今生属数的生活。
Most people, they have emphasis on the things that they can earn in this life.
但是圣经里面说, 拜神的人啊, 要把这个侍奉神的生活摆在第一。
And so the Bible says that the righteous will put service to God first in their lives.
所以主耶稣说啊, 你要先求神的国跟神的义。
And so Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
然后你生活当中所需要的, 神就会看顾, 神就祝福给你。
And all the things that you need in your life, God will take care of and provide to you.
所以我们拜神的人啊, 要把 侍奉神、敬拜神摆在我们生活当中最重要的事情。
And so therefore, those of us who worship God, we must put our service to God and our worship to God as first in our lives.
我们看创世纪26章。
We look at Genesis chapter 26.
25节。
Verse 25.
创世纪26章25节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 25.
所以以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告神的名。 并且支搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。我们知道这个亚伯兰蒙神的拣选以后，
And so we know that after Abraham was called by God,
他每到一个地方啊，先筑一座坛，在那边献祭求告神。
And so everywhere Abraham went, when he first arrived, he built an altar and called on the name of the Lord. And so his sons and descendants, they all followed in the same way.
因为他们是一种牧羊人啊, 游牧的民族。
And so they were shepherds, and so they lived a nomadic life.
所以他们常常到处搬家。
And so they were often moving around.
那他们每到一个地方啊, 第一件事情就造一个祭坛。 啊,来敬拜神。
And so no matter where they went, the first thing they did was build an altar and worship God.
啊,然后再搭帐篷。
And then they would pitch a tent.
第三个说就是挖井。
And then third, they would dig a well.
啊,这代表我们人啊, 平时的三样的生活。
And these represent the three things in our lives.
啊,这三种生活都很重要。
And these three aspects of our lives are very
important. 啊,但是这种三种生活啊, 有一个优先的顺序。
But these three things have a priority.
第一个就是拜神为先。
That the first, you need to worship God.
其次是家庭的生活。
And then next is a family life.
第三是我们的事业的生活。
And third is our career.
如果说我们能够按照这样的顺序的话, 我们就生活当中有神的带领跟看顾神的祝福。
So if we follow this priority in order, then we will have the abundance and the blessings of God.
如果说我们把这个优先顺序混乱了，我们的生活就变成混乱。
And so if we mess up this priority, then our lives will also be chaotic.
所以我们看到亚伯啊, 他有一个信心啊, 拜神的生活。
And so we see Abel had a life in which he worshipped God.
我们来看希伯来书11章。
If we look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章第4节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4.
希伯来书11章第4节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4.
亚伯因着信。 献祭给神比该隐所献的更美，因此变得了称义的见证，就是神主着他的礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信能救说话。这里讲到说啊，亚伯因着信啊，来献祭给神。
And so here it says, by faith, Abel offered to God.
所以我们看到亚伯的侍奉啊, 是出于信心的侍奉。
And so we see that the service, the servitude that Abel offered to God was won by faith.
所以他把最好的礼物啊, 来献给神。
And so he offered his best gifts to God.
创世纪里面说啊, 他是把头生的羊和羊的脂油啊, 最美的一部分把它奉献给神。
And so in Genesis it says that Abel brought the firstborn of his flock and their fat, the best parts, to God.
所以神看中了亚伯的祭物。
And so therefore God respected Abel and his offering.
亚伯知道啊, 怎样把最美的祭物啊来献给神，因此得到神的喜悦。
And so Abel knew how to bring the best parts to God and therefore gain the favor of God.
我们有时候会想说，亚伯为什么晓得要献这个头生的羊和这个羊的脂油。
And so sometimes we may ask, how did Abel know to offer the firstborn of his flock and their fat?
我们看到后来啊，这敬拜神的一些先祖啊，他们都是这样奉献，把牛羊这种洁净的动物把它献给神。
And so we see that the early ancestors, that's how they made offerings to God, that they offered the sheep and the cow.
也把那个很肥美的脂油把它献上。
And that very fragrant fat that they offered up to God.
一直到2000年以后。
And then 2000 years later.
神就把这个献祭的规矩把它定在律法里面。
Then God used this as a rule in the laws.
借着摩西来要求以色列民遵行。
And he required that Moses and the people should follow this.
我们就知道说亚伯他这种献祭的方法，这是神喜悦的，是合神旨意的方法。
And so we see that Abel, what Abel did was according to the will of God and what he favored.
正式定出来一个规矩，要百姓遵守，是在2000年以后。
That even 2,000 years later would become a regulation in the laws.
为什么亚伯和历代的这些先知他们知道说这样来奉献这样可以得神喜悦。
And so how did Abel and all the patriarchs know how to make these offerings to God?
我们知道圣经里面说神造我们在世界上的目的就是让我们去寻求神。
And so the Bible lets us know that our purpose in this world is to find God.
然后你要寻求神的时候神会让你寻见。
And if you search for God, you will be found by God.
所以一个人有心要侍奉神、敬畏神。
And so if anyone has the heart to worship God and to serve him,
所以神就会感动他，让他了解怎么做可以让神得喜悦。
And so God will move them so they will know how to gain the favor of God.
所以哥林多前书十二章里面说如果不是圣灵的感动没有人可以认识神到神的面前来。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that if not for the movement of the Holy Spirit, no one would know God and be able to come into his presence.
主耶稣说你们能够信主这个不是你们选择上神，而是神拣选了你们。
And Jesus says that you are able to know God not because of your own doing, but rather God has chosen you.
所以神会在我们人的心中感动我们让我们知道怎么做可以得神喜悦。
And so God will move in our hearts so that we will know how to gain his favor.
要紧的就是我们有一颗寻求神的心。
But what is required is that we need to have a heart that seeks after God.
我们看腓立比书二章十三节。
And if we look at Philippians,
腓立比书二章十三节。
Book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
腓立比书二章十三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
说因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。所以我们心有心要来敬拜神神会在我们心中做工。
And so if we have the desire in the heart to serve God, then God will work within our heart.
神的灵在我们心里面运行。
And so the Spirit of God will work within our
heart. 让我们知道怎么样立志行事来得神的喜悦。
And so we shall know what we should do and the works we should accomplish to find his good pleasure.
所以诗篇里面说一个敬畏神的人
And so in the book of Psalms, it says that one who fears God,
神就会指导他让他选择当选择的道路。
That God will guide him and let him walk down the path he ought to go down.
箴言里面又告诉我们，我们要认定神。
And so in Proverbs it says we should know God.
神就会指引我们的道路。
And he will guide our steps.
我们看箴言三章第五节。
We look at Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
三章五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
说你要专心仰赖神，不可倚靠自己的聪明。第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。好，所以我们要专心仰赖神，寻求神。
And so we need to focus on knowing God and following after Him.
啊，神就会带领指引我们该走的道路。
And He shall direct our paths.
啊，让我们知道啊，怎样来服侍神啊，能够得神的喜悦。
And so we shall know how to serve God and find His pleasure.
所以我们知道说，真正的宗教是启示性的。
And so we know that true faith is. Is a revelation.
一般人认为说啊，这个宗教就是人对大自然的一种恐惧心理啊。
And so most people feel that religion is a fear that is put in people's hearts.
啊，然后产生一种敬畏的心。
And then it becomes a heart of reverence.
啊，然后去想出一些啊啊拜神的规矩跟规条。
That people should find ways in which they can and laws that they can worship God.
所以有些那个大词典啊，他们谈到宗教是这样的定义。
And that's
那个大的词典呢、啊，就是 rationality.
Oh, and so rationally, they try to find the ways of God.
啊。他们在谈这个宗教的定义啦。
And so when they talk about concept of religion,
啊，说以神道做社教啊，然后设立很多的规条礼仪呀。
And so that God came to this world and gave them many rules and regulations.
啊，他们认为说这是因为人出于对大自然的敬畏心理啊所产生的。
And so that this one came that it was naturally revealed to everyone.
啊，那我们知道啊，这个真正的宗教是出于神的启示。
But we know that true religion comes from the revelation of God.
啊，神的启示啊，包括两方面，一个是啊自然的启示。
And so there are two revelations of God. The first is there's a natural revelation.
一个是透视的启示。
And the second is a special revelation.
我们看罗马书第一章。
We look at Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书一章十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
说神的事情人所能够知道的原显明在人的心里。因为神已经给他们显明二十节
20.
自从造天地以来神的永能和神性、啊、是明明可知的虽是眼不能见但借着所造之物就可以晓得、啊、叫人无口推诿、啊、这里讲到说、啊、神借着他所造的天地万物 来向人启示他的存在。
And so here it says that God, through His creation of the world, He lets all man know His existence.
所有的东西啊，都要有人造才能够存在。
All things require a creator in order to exist.
啊，这么伟大的宇宙啊，它可以非常有力、有规律的在运作。
And so this entire world and universe, there is an order to it.
啊，当然这也不可能是自然有的。
And it is impossible for all of these just to appear natural.
所以说啊，从神把这个天地万物造好以后。
And so it says that after God created the heavens and the earth.
我们虽然没有看到神。
Even though we cannot see God.
啊，那看到神所造的万物啊，我们会知道有一位非常伟大的神。
But it is through creation that we can see that there is an almighty God.
啊，就是自然的启示。
And these are the natural revelations.
啊，另外一种叫做特殊的启示。
And then there's another revelation that is a special revelation.
有关啊，神的救赎跟得救的真理啊，啊，这是神启示，特别启示让我们明白。
And so when it talks about the salvation of God, that requires a special revelation.
我们看加拉太书第一章。
We look at Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
我们看十一节到十六节。
Verses 11 to 16.
加拉太书一章十一节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 11.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音， 不是出于人的意思，十二节。
Verse 12.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。十五节，十三节。
Verse 13.
说你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。十四节。
14.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。十五节。
15.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩照我的神。十六节。
16.
既然乐意将他儿子啊启示在我的心里啊，叫我把他传在外邦人中啊，我就没有与属血气的人商量。这保罗谈到他信主的经过啊。
And so here talks, Paul talks about that progression of his faith.
他说他本来是一个严谨的法利赛教徒。
First, he used to be a very strict Pharisee.
啊，他为他传统的犹太教的信仰非常热心。
And he was very fervent for his traditional Jewish beliefs.
到处逼迫信耶稣的人。
That he went all around persecuting Christians.
没想到说神把耶稣基督啊启示在他心里啊，让他明白。
And he never expected that Jesus Christ would give him a revelation so that he could understand.
因为神用荣光啊照他。
Because God, Jesus Christ used the glory light to shine upon him.
让他明白他是错了。
And so that he could understand that he was wrong.
他也知道耶稣才是真正的救主。
And so that he could understand that Jesus Christ was the true Savior.
那所以他明白了，认识以后啊，他求问神说：“那我该怎么办？”
And so after he understood that he was wrong, Paul asked, "What shall I do?"
啊，有一个门徒跟他讲说：“神会把，主耶稣跟他讲说，有个门徒会把你该做的事情告诉你。
And so, Jesus Christ told him that I will send an apostle to you to tell you what you ought to do.
后来保罗啊，他就进食祷告啊，灵修啊，所以得到很多神的启示。
And so, Paul he fasted and prayed and cultivated himself, so he received many revelations.
啊，明白了基督的奥秘。
And so he understood the mysteries of Jesus Christ.
所以他说，我这个道理啊，不是学习来的，而是主耶稣啊亲自启示让我明白的。
And so Paul says that this gospel was not preached to him by any man, but rather it was through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以真正的宗教啊，是从启示来的。
And so true religion comes from revelation.
我们啊。要认识神，要明白神的道，也要神的灵来启示我们，我们才能够进到真理里面。
And so we need to know God, we need to study His word, and so we need the revelation of His word to us.
我们看马太福音十一章。
And if we look at Matthew chapter 11,
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11,
二十五节。
Verse 25.
马太福音十一章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 25.
说那时耶稣说啊，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，啊，向婴孩啊就显出来。主要是在传道里的时候啊，有些人相信，但是很多人都拒绝了。
And so when Jesus, when in the course of his ministry, there are many people who received it, and yet there were also many who rejected him.
那所以主耶稣一开始很感叹说啊，啊，这我怎么来描写这个世代的人？
And so Jesus then asked, "How do I describe this generation?"
我跟他们呢吹笛，他们不跳舞。
And I, he said, I play the trumpet for the horn for them, and yet they do not dance.
啊，我跟他们挤哀啊，他们不捶胸啊，跟他们啊讲一些那个悲哀的事情，但是他们也好像没有什么啊反应一样。
And then when I tell them sorrowful things, they do not mourn and they do not react.
那所以主耶稣说啊，你们将来要受更大的审判。
And so Jesus says, "You shall receive greater punishment in later on."
因为这些神迹啊，如果行在古时候的世代，很多人都会悔改了。
Because if all these miracles had occurred in ancient times, many people would have repented.
啊，但是将来审判的时候，你们要受更重的审判。
But on the day of judgment, you shall receive a greater punishment.
啊，然后主耶稣开始祷告的时候，
And so when Jesus was praying,
他还是感谢神啊。
He still thanked God.
说原来神的旨意就是这样。
And he understood that this is the will of God.
那对那些啊，自以为聪明通达的人，神的奥秘就向他们隐藏起来。
That to those who think that they are wise and prudent, that God has hidden these.
但是有些人呢、啊，谦卑虚心像婴孩的，神就把他的奥秘向他们显明出来。
But to those who are humble and meek, like those of children, then they God has revealed His truth to them.
所以啊。我们要明白神的道啊，明白神的救恩。
And so we need to understand the word of God and His salvation.
还要存着谦卑的心。
And we must have humble hearts.
啊，能够饥渴慕义呀、啊。我们就能够得饱足、啊、得到永恒的福气。
And so we must be hungry and thirsty that we may be satisfied and we may receive blessings.
他说神啊看中了亚伯的祭物，还看中亚伯本身。
And so the Bible says that God respected Abel's offering and his and Abel himself.
亚伯的奉献啊，虽然是最美的祭物，神喜悦。
And even though Abel's offering was the most perfect offering that God found favor in.
虽然那是最好的供物。
And that was the best part.
啊，但是更重要的，神所看重的是亚伯本身。
But what God respected the most was Abel himself.
所以圣经里面说啊，亚伯的行为是善的。
And so the Bible records that Abel's actions were good.
啊，所以因为他的奉献跟他的行为啊。啊，两个互相配合。
And because his offering and his actions were aligned.
所以神看中亚伯，又看中他的祭物。
And so God respected Abel and his offering.
我们今天一个侍奉神的人。
And today, for those of us who serve God.
神不只是看中我们的服事。
God not only looks at our service.
啊，神更看中我们的生活跟我们的为人。
And so God also looks at our life and our inner being.
所以说我们行事为人要跟我们所得到的恩典、啊、能够相称。
And so our person, our character, and our deeds must follow after the service that we
give. 我们好像明光一样照亮这个世界啊。
That we are just like a light that is shining in this world.
啊，才能够把这个生命的道、啊、把它彰显出来。
That we can bring the truth of life into this world.
所以耶稣说，我们要做世界上的光，要做世界上的盐。
And so Jesus says, we must be the light of the world, and we must be the salt of the earth.
啊，光要照。放在高高的地方、啊、才能够照亮全家的。
That a light must be on a hill so that it can be shown for all to see.
啊，盐如果失掉味道啊，说这个盐就没有用了。
And if a salt loses its flavor, therefore it has no more purpose.
如果一个基督徒啊，虽然说在信耶稣，但是失掉了基督徒的特性跟本质。
But if a Christian, even though he still believes, but he has lost that character and essence.
啊，他也没有什么存在的意义跟价值。
Then he has no value or nobility.
所以亚伯献上最好的供物。
And so Abel offered up the best part.
啊，但是他也是一个行善的人啊，所以他跟他的供物啊都能够得神悦纳。
And so Abel, he also did good deeds, and so therefore he and his offerings were accepted.
该隐说把他的土产呐、啊，地里的出产。啊、来献给神。
And then Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to God.
啊，当然，因为他是种地的。
And because he was the tiller of the ground.
啊，所以把他劳碌的成果来献给神。
He offered up the labor to his labor to God.
啊，但是说、啊，当然他所献的也是好的，因为这是啊他劳碌的成果嘛。
And of course, this is good for him to offer this because it is the offering up his labor.
啊，但是问题说，神看不中他和他的供物。
But the problem lies that God did not respect Cain nor his offering.
可见啊，该隐的奉献不能够得到神的悦纳。
And so the offering of Cain did not receive the favor of God.
包括两方面。
And there are two reasons.
一个是他的供物，还有一个就是他本身。
First is his offering, and the second is the issue of he himself.
虽然他觉得说，我把最好的我劳碌的成果来献给神。
And even though he felt that he was offering the best to God.
但神没有看中他的供物。
But God did not respect his offering.
因为他只是认为我这个东西是我觉得最好的东西来给神。
Because he only offered what he himself felt was the best for God.
但是不是神最喜欢的东西。
But it is not what God desired.
所以他的供物啊，还是不完全啊，所以没有得到神的悦纳。
And so his offering was imperfect, and so therefore did not receive the respect of God.
所以圣经一直在讲说啊，我们那个奉献要献的蒙悦纳。
And so the Bible says that our offering must be received by God.
我们要蒙悦纳的祭物，不是我想，这是最好的。
We need to offer up the offering that God desires, not what we feel is best.
有时候我们认为最好的，神不一定认为最好的。
What we feel is best is not always what God feels is best.
我们要去想什么是神认为最好的东西呀。
We have to think of what does God think as the best.
这样的东西啊，才是神所悦纳的。
And these are the things that God finds favor.
比如说以色列人他们在那个西乃山的地方。
And for example, when the Israelites were in by Mount Sinai.
神跟他们讲说，你们把礼物送来，我们要来建造会幕。
And so God says to bring all your gifts and we will make a tabernacle.
神在那边有指定啊，他要会幕要用的东西有哪些。
And then God was very clear on the materials that he needed for the tabernacle.
如果说啊，我们按照这个神要的东西拿来奉献，这个是最美的。
And so if we offer up according to what God has requested, then that is the best.
但是有的人觉得说，我有些东西啊，比这个更好啊。
Some people feel that I have something that is even better than what is
required. 为什么一定要献黄金呢？我可以献白金呢。
And why does it require gold? I have silver.
但是这个白金不是神要的啊，跟建造会幕没有用啊。
But the silver is not what was required by God, and it is not of any use to the tabernacle.
所以你认为最美的不一定神最需要的。
And so what you feel is the best is not always what God requires.
所以我们要献的能够得悦纳，就是看，说要寻求查验什么是神的旨意。
And so the Bible tells us that we need to see and test to see what is the perfect and good
will of God. 你把神所要的献给他，你就能够得到神的悦纳。
And if you offer up the best that God finds the best, then you shall find favor in Him.
另外一个，这个该隐的供物啊，他的奉献神不悦纳。
But Cain's offering was also not respected by God.
说神看不中该隐和他的供物。
It says that God did not respect Cain and his offering.
不只是他的献的礼物不完全。
It is not only that his offering was not perfect.
还有一个就是他的行为。
It was also his actions.
所以《约翰一书》第三章里面说啊，因为该隐的行为是恶的。
And in 1 John chapter 3, it says that because Cain's actions were evil.
所以当该隐的礼物啊，神不悦纳的时候。
And so God did not accept the offering of Cain.
说该隐就动怒了，变了脸色。
And so Cain was angered and his countenance fell.
神跟他讲说啊，你如果行得好啊，你怎么会不蒙悦纳呢？
And God asked him, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
所以神是在提醒他。
And so God is reminding him.
你的奉献神不悦纳有他的原因。
That there is a reason why God has refused his offering.
照讲起来，我们的奉献不能够得到神的悦纳，我们是要反省检讨我们自己。
And so if our offering is rejected by God, we need to examine ourselves.
到底啊，问题在哪里？然后反省检讨改进我们的缺点。
And so we have to examine ourselves and look at our weak points and try to make our
然后明白神的旨意以后把神所需要的献给神神就悦纳了。
After we understand the will of God, then we offer up the best and God will accept us.
但是我们看到该隐不是这样。
But we see that Cain was not like this.
所以神就特别给他提醒。
And so God especially gave him a warning.
说你若行得不好。
That if you do not do well.
罪已经伏在你的面前。
That sin lies at the door.
他会恋慕你。
And it's desirous for you.
但是你要制服他。
But you should rule over it.
但是很可惜啊，这个该隐不晓得检讨反省自己。
And unfortunately, Cain did not know to examine himself.
还迁怒到别人。
And then, rather, he took out his anger.
所以他嫉妒他的弟弟亚伯， 说你的奉献为什么神要悦纳？
And so he took out his anger and his jealousy on Abel, and then he asked, "Why is your offering accepted by God?"
为什么我的奉献神不悦纳？
And why is my offering not accepted by God?
所以对他的弟弟生气呀，啊，就把他弟弟就把他杀掉了。
And so when he was angry with his brother, he killed his brother.
所以他犯了更严重的罪呀，啊，受到神更大的惩罚。
And so he committed a greater sin and received a punishment from God.
所以我们知道说这个献祭是个人跟神之间的关系。
And so we see offering is our personal issue with God.
我们在服侍神里是一样，我们要让我们的服侍得神喜悦。
And the same with our servitude, that when we serve God, we need to find the favor of God.
所以圣经里面说，我们要深深考究我们的行为，啊，然后归向神。
And the Bible says that we need to look at ourselves and examine ourselves and then return back to God.
啊，如果说我们那个诚心啊，敬畏啊，那个消除我们的过失啊，那我们的奉献神就会喜悦了。
And so the Bible says that if we wholeheartedly worship God and remove our weak points, then God, we shall find the favor of God.
啊，不要因为我们的奉献不能够得神喜悦啊，啊，这个怪这个怪那个啊。
And that if our offering does not find the pleasure of God, we should not blame anyone else.
啊，像该隐啊，就把这个责任啊，就推到他弟弟。
And so Cain pushed this responsibility on his younger brother.
啊，因为弟弟蒙神悦纳，他就不喜悦，就嫉妒他，就把他杀掉。
And since Abel's offering was accepted by God and had pleasure of God, he was jealous, and so he killed his younger brother.
其实啊，我们每一个人在神面前呐，啊，神是看我们每一个人呐，啊，怎么存心，怎么侍奉。
And so all of us, when we stand before God, God is looking at us individually.
事实上，我们不必跟别人比较。
And actually, we should not compare ourselves to anyone else.
啊，主要我们每一个人呢，啊，存着诚实跟诚实啊，啊，跟心灵啊来拜神，神就喜悦了。
And so as long as we worship God in spirit and in honesty and in truth.
啊，所以不要一直啊看别人跟别人做比较。
And so we should not always be looking at others and comparing ourselves to others.
啊，甚至产生嫉妒的心理。
That it would stir up a heart of jealousy.
所以里面讲到这个嫉妒的心理不太好。
And so the Bible says that a heart of jealousy is not good.
我们看箴言二十七章。
Look at Proverbs chapter 27.
第三节。
Verse 3.
箴言二十七章第三节跟第四节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 3 and 4.
说石头重，沙土沉啊，遗忘人的恼怒啊，比这两样更重。第四节。
Verse 4.
愤怒是残忍的，怒气是狂滥，唯有嫉妒啊，谁能够抵挡得住呢？这里讲到说那个啊，石头、沙土都是很重的东西啊。
And so here it talks about stones and sand are very heavy.
啊，但是人的怒气啊，比这个更重
啊，
会造成更大的伤害。
Fool's wrath is heavier than both of them and will cause greater harm.
啊，尤其说这个嫉妒啊、怨恨啊，这是人没有办法抵挡得住的。
Especially jealousy and hatred, it is something man cannot stand up against.
扫罗因为听到说啊，啊，妇女在称赞。大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千呐。
And so Saul, because he heard the women singing that David killed his 10,000s and Saul killed his 1,000s.
他说啊，把万万归给他，把千千归给我，主剩下王位没有给他而已啊。
And so he thought that oh, the 10,000s were credited to David, while the 1,000s were credited to me. So even soon the throne will be given to him.
所以从那天开始啊，他就怒目大卫。
And so from that day, he was angry and jealous.
带着军兵啊，一直抓，一直找，想要把他杀掉。
And so he took his soldiers, constantly chasing David, trying to kill him.
所以我们看到这个嫉妒啊，这个真的很可怕。
And so we see how frightening jealousy can be.
啊，该隐啊，因为嫉妒弟弟啊，结果就把他弟弟杀掉了。
That because of Cain's jealousy towards his brother, Cain killed his brother.
啊，所以我们看到有一些弟兄姊妹啊，他们很热心在。在服侍主啊，有很多的果效，我们感谢神。
And so when we see that there are other brothers and sisters who are fruitful in their service to God, we have to give thanks.
我们总是希望啊，这个教会有更多人来服侍啊，啊，让教会更加发展。
And so we all want that the more people to participate in the the holy work of the church so that the church may grow and prosper.
其实我们每一个人默默在做的事情啊，神都纪念，神按照你所做的，将来给你祝福去。
And so all the things that we do in secret, God will bless us accordingly. And so God, and so all of us will receive blessings.
所以不要彼此比较，彼此赌气，这是神所不喜悦的。
So do not compare ourselves to others, and do not be angry at others. That this is not what God desires.
我们最后谈了这个亚伯说他的血能救说话。
And lastly, we'll talk about how Abel's blood cries out.
我们来看马太福音二十三章。
Look at Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
三十五节。
Verse
35. 马太二十三章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 35.
说叫世人所流义人的血，都归到你们的身上，从义人亚伯的血起。直到你们在殿和坛中间所杀的巴拉家的儿子撒加利亚的血为主。三十六。
36。
我实在告诉你们，这一切的罪都要归到这世代了。有些人不接受主的救恩，甚至最后把主钉在十字架上。
And so some people, they did not receive Jesus Christ, and so they crucified him on the cross.
所以主耶稣说，这是历代以来他们都是那个撒旦之子所做的行为。
And so Jesus says that these are all the descendants of Satan that have done this throughout history.
因为他们都流义人的血。
Because they shed much blood of the righteous.
说这些流义人的血将来是要受到报应的。
And so all the blood of the righteous shall have its revenge.
那所以这里讲到这个亚伯，他是一个义人。
And so here talks about Abel being righteous.
他也是第一个殉道的人。
That he is the first who cries out.
但是亚伯这个血是有价值的。
But the blood of Abel has value.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
We look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章
Hebrews chapter 12
二十四节
Verse 25
希伯来书十二章二十四节
Verse 24 Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24
说并新约的中保耶稣基督所洒的血这个血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美这里讲到主耶稣的血跟亚伯的血
And so here it talks about the blood of Jesus and the blood of Abel.
所以主耶稣的血比亚伯的血更美。
That the blood of Jesus is better than that of Abel.
在神的教会里面圣城新耶路撒冷有主耶稣的宝血。
That in the church, in the New Jerusalem, there is the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以靠着主的宝血受洗得救恩这很宝贵。
That through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be baptized and receive salvation.
因为主耶稣的血是救赎的血。
And because the blood of Jesus Christ is the blood of salvation.
它是宣告赦免的血。
It is also a message of, redemption.
所以他在十字架上给我们流血来完成救赎的工作。
And so Jesus Christ on the cross shed his blood and fulfilled salvation.
我们借着他的宝血让我们的罪得洁净我们成为神的儿女。
And so through his blood, we are cleansed and become the sons and daughters of God.
所以主耶稣的宝血非常的宝贵这个是没有办法比较的。
And so the blood of Jesus Christ is truly valuable that and nothing can compare.
因为这是赎罪的血。
Because it is the blood that washes away our sins.
但是这个亚伯的血是殉道者的血。
And so Abel's blood is the one that provides men.
虽然没有办法跟主耶稣的宝血做比较
，even though it cannot compare to the blood of Jesus，
但也是非常美好的见证。
But it bears wonderful witness.
因为这种殉道者的血可以做美好的见证，可以引导很多人归向主来得神的救恩。
And so the blood of the witnesses can bear testimony and bring many people to Jesus Christ for salvation.
因为这种殉道者的血能够让人信主更加的爱主。
And so the blood of the witness can allow more people to come and to know and be saved.
所以我们看到这个亚伯是第一个为义受逼迫被杀的。
And so we see Abel was the first martyr who was persecuted and killed.
圣经里面说, 他为什么会被杀,
and,
为什么会受逼迫?
And the Bible says why Abel was murdered and killed.
他说, 因为他的兄弟啊, 这个该云啊, 是属于恶者,
because his brother Cain was the wicked one.
他把他的弟弟杀了,
and so he killed his brother.
为什么杀他? 因为自己的行为是恶的, 兄弟的行为是善的,
and why did he kill his brother? Because his own actions were evil, but his brothers were good.
所以虽然亚伯受逼迫啊, 而来死,
and so even though Abel was persecuted and died,
虽然他的人生比较短暂, 又信道而死,
and, but even though Abel's lifespan was very short, but he still
was a
witness. But his life was not in vain, but rather had great value.
因为圣经里面说啊,
and so the Bible says that if you do evil and then you receive harm, that is what you deserve.
但你如果因为行善受苦啊, 这是有意义有价值的,
but if you suffer, even though you have done good, but this is of value.
因为这在神看是好的, 是可喜悦的,
because in the eyes of God, this is what is valuable and what is good.
我们看彼得前书第二章,
we look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章,
1 Peter chapter 2,
19节,
verse 19.
彼得前书二章十九节,
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19.
说倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，是可喜爱的。二十节。Verse 20。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因为行善受苦，能够忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。二十一节。Verse 21。因为你们蒙恩啊，原来是这样，原来为此啊。 因基督也为我们受过苦，给我们留下榜样，叫我们呢跟随他的脚中行。22节。Verse 22。他并没有犯罪，口里没有诡诈，被骂不还口，受爱不说威吓的话，主将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。24节。Verse 24。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。 使我们既然在罪上时，就得以在义上活，因他受了鞭伤啊，并叫我们得了医治啊。这里讲到说，主耶稣为我们受苦，给我们留下榜样。
And here it says that Jesus suffered for as an example for us.
他说我们要学习，要有为福音受苦的心智。
And so we need to learn and have the heart that we must suffer for the gospel.
所以呢，你行善受苦啊，这神来看就是可喜悦的。
And so if you do good and you suffer, this is commendable by God.
啊，我们呢？ 为着福音啊，受逼迫，我们将来的赏赐是大的。
And so if we are persecuted and suffer for the gospel, then our great is our reward.
所以创世纪第四章里面呢，亚伯被杀了。
And so in Genesis chapter 4, Abel was killed.
但是我们看到亚伯没有为自己辩驳一句话。
But we see Abel did not defend himself in any way.
但是神追讨他啊。 追讨这个对这个该隐追讨他流人血的罪
But God, he pursued after the sin of the one who killed Abel.
神对该隐说，你兄弟在哪里？
And so God asked Cain, where is your brother?
说你兄弟的血啊，有声音啊，向我哀告。
And so God says to Cain that the voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
事实上，亚伯并没有讲出一句深渊的话。
And actually, Abel did not speak a single word in his own defense.
但是神却听到亚伯的血在向他伸冤。
However, God heard the voice of Abel's blood crying out to him.
所以圣经里面说，其实啊，我们不要为自己伸冤。
And so, actually, the Bible tells us we should not defend for ourselves.
因为伸冤在神。
Because God, revenge is in God.
神一定会报应。
And so God indeed will avenge for us.
所以虽然亚伯殉道而死了。
And so even though Abel died for the truth,
但是神接纳他。
But God had accepted him.
因为他是个义人。
and because he was a righteous man, that he was willing to suffer for the truth.
但是说他虽然死了，但是他仍旧说话。
But even though he died, he still speaks.
因为他还活在神的面前。
Because he is still living in the presence of God.
神悦纳他，还为他伸冤。
And so God accepted him and also avenged for him.
我们来唱诗106。
Let's sing hymn 106.